Meet Steve Westerval, who calls himself the Greenpoint artist, a nod to his beloved Brooklyn neighborhood. How much does he love Greenpoint? Well, enough to hide miniature landscape paintings of the area for people to find, a significant gesture since his full-size paintings sell for up to $3,000. And Steve is easier to find than his paintings. Steve, you started this about 3 years ago, stopped during the pandemic, then started up again. We'll have pictures at hereandnow.org, but you're hiding your little gems, really, inside Greenpoint, which itself is a hidden gem, a throwback. Describe them.
Well, I loved your description of it, and they are of Greenpoint. Lots of brownstones and beautiful waterfront views of Manhattan, and lots of historic buildings and just gorgeous, you know, New York architecture. And so this was just like me capturing all these little great places and moments, and then actually having a way to give them away, but like in a more fun way than just giving them away.
It's so cool. You started before the pandemic. You took a break, of course, at the height of the pandemic. You don't want people out. But why did you start this?
I wanted to connect with people that also love the neighborhood and like for them to find me as well. The people that, like I said, are like willing to like go out and actually rummage around looking for these mini paintings that I would hide.
You say rummage around. Where have you hidden them?
I shouldn't say rummage because that sounds like garbage, and I do not put them near anything like that because people do start really ripping up things looking for them. So it's harder than you would think to find hiding places in New York. I thought in such a busy place, wherever I would go, there would always be tons of nooks and crannies, but it's gotten harder and harder as people learn my hiding spots. When going out was okay again and felt safe and everyone really wanted to go outside, but there wasn't as much to do because so many things were still closed, I had started it back up and then people went crazy for it. And there's just these groups of people roving around looking for the minis on the weekend when I would do it. And it was just fun to see how much everyone enjoyed it.
Okay, but not in the garbage. People don't go in the garbage, but I mean,
it won't be in the garbage.
Right, but where are some of the past places you've hid them?
The actual hiding spot could be like behind flyers on telephone poles or light poles, traffic cones, or I might stick them behind no parking signs and things like that. But here I'm giving them all away. And probably one of the best was down one of these near the city bike racks. There's those like traffic cones or something that are stuck to the ground, but they're hollow inside. And I slid one into there. And that was like probably my best hiding spot.
All I can see is a city worker coming, you know, move the cone. And then there's your painting lying on the street and it gets run over. How do you let people know? Are there clues? Do you go on? Is there a website? How do you do it?
Yeah. So you got to get on my email list, my VIP email list. But you can do that by going to my website, stevewasterval.com. And I also announce it on my Instagram, but I do that after the email list. The clue is a photo of me holding the painting at the scene of what the painting is of. And so you really have to know, you know, what that scene is. You have to know the neighborhood pretty well to know where to go. And so that's really what makes it such a local thing.
Where's one now? Like, where is it?
I love it. There isn't one right now. I hide them and announce them as I hide them, and it's on the weekend. It's every weekend. So when people are looking, they start direct messaging me and emailing me and however they can contact me, asking for clues. And I give them to them. I tell them, you know, look a little lower or around that corner. So I would give you some good clues.
Can you tell us about any reactions people have had when they find it?
Oh, well, I save them. I have lots of screenshots of messages I get on usually Instagram, but also emails. Like, for example, recently someone found it and she had been looking the whole 3 years and she had never found one. So she messaged me and told me this whole story. Oh, I found out about you and got an email list and I'm always showing up just a minute too late and someone right in front of me will grab it and catch it. And she's been trying to get it this whole time. And hearing from someone like that is the best. I mean, it's already this little prize, you know, this treasure. And so for someone who's been looking for so long, that's my favorite.
Steve Westerval, also known as the Greenpoint artist, who hides his tiny masterpieces around his neighborhood there. Steve, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. This is great.